This is Enemy Combatant Radio, and we are a small but feisty project of the San Francisco Independent Media Center, and we're coming back to you live here in the studio. Thanks for tuning your web application in, and I guess, you just listened to some tracks, one by Dead Prez, another by Farside, and we started off with an homage to the small and independent media out there. Another one Bites the Dust by Queen. It's ironic and really not that funny, I guess, but true. But true. Sadly. Sad, but true. I guess, and now we're gonna have, get some, well, I don't know, we're gonna bring Ugo on. We're gonna get some. So I'll take it easy, y'all. I'm off the station. I'm gonna go get some, no. But we're gonna bring Ugo on, and I guess, I don't know. Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. But so Ugo, talk to us. Well, tell us why you're, you know, where you're from, what you're doing here, what's
going
on.
Well, I'm just visiting here. I'm a friend of Sunny's, and of course she thinks that I might have something to say that people might listen
right
to, which I don't know if I'll agree, but I'll talk.
Beautiful.
So basically what I'm going to do here is just give some bit of information of news, happenings that are going on right now in Latin America. Just recent news.
Excellent.
Not surprisingly, they both have to do with globalization, the current economic globalization going on right now in just about every part of the world. First thing we're dealing with is official news that was released today by both the governments of Mexico and Argentina. Their highest representatives in their respective departments of foreign relations announced that they will be seeking a free trade agreement between the two countries, and they seek to start talks as soon as 3 weeks from today. And particularly, the Mexican authorities cited the Argentinian new president, which was sworn in today, and the fact that they feel that a great majority of the Argentine population supports him. We're talking about Mr. Kirchner. He was sworn in today, and there were 16 heads of state from Latin America that went to witness this event, and both Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro managed to get invited and go to the inauguration, and the U.S. also sent a representative. People were worried that they were going to boycott the event, since not only were Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez were going to go, but Kirchner himself is from the Peronist Party, which is the Workers' Party in Argentina. But they did send a representative, a low-level representative. The ironic thing is he is a Cuban-American. So I don't know if they're trying to improve ties maybe with Castro. But but other than that, in terms of other news, this was very interesting. I ran into this today. Forbes magazine, although it was in their website, they someone leaked a little bit of information to them. Apparently, some very powerful entrepreneurs from Latin America, they gathered this weekend in Mexico City to discuss a strategy on how they were going to confront their American and European counterparts in terms of acquiring strategic sectors within Latin American economies. And so they went, it was supposed to be secret meetings. They were arranged by Carlos Slim, which is one of the richest men in the world, definitely in Mexico. He's the owner of Teléfonos de México, which is the one and only telephone company in Mexico. This is not wireless, of course. Wireless, other people have been able to go in and invest. And Gustavo Cisneros also, which is his counterpart from Venezuela. And so they invited between 20 and 30 entrepreneurs from the region, very rich men, and to discuss strategy, although they, of course, talked about their goals of eliminating poverty and formulating businesses with social orientations and promoting education. So this, again, just is another part of the ongoing globalization process that we're going through here in the world, business people getting together without necessarily democratic representation from the countries they represent. Definitely not representing individual governments and not even people either. So we just have to look out and see what their activities are. It's nice to see that people from our poorer nations, our poorer neighbors, third world countries are doing something for themselves. But again, this is just big business, again, within those not so rich countries. And that's basically the news.
Tell me a little bit about...
That's not all. It's just the two little pieces of info I personally was to give on the radio right now.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, some of the things... you said, you know, economic globalization. What, and first on the subject of free trade agreements between countries, this time you just mentioned Argentina and Mexico. Break it down. Give folks just a general overview of what, I mean, free trade means, you know, in reality, political and economic reality. And then, you know, who benefits, who doesn't, you know, what. Maybe from your understanding, tell me a little bit about it.
Right. Well, the simplest definition is just a free movement of goods and services within nations, within regions. Of course, this does not necessarily mean the free movement of labor, which is one of the big problems lots of people have with free trade agreements. Labor people have been always the last to be incorporated into trade agreements. Actually, they never have. The EU is the first set of countries ever to allow free movement of people within their regions for labor purposes, and this is very important in terms of human rights, allowing people to help themselves, to improve themselves. And if they can just move to a different region and be able to do that, I think that's something a lot of people would support. There are different reasons why people do not move within the regions. The EU has a lot of cultural barriers, even though the national barriers have somewhat subsided. Okay, to get back to the Latin American and the globalization aspect, I kind of diverged there. Who benefits and who does not? Well, it depends. In economic theory, if you have the factors of production, whoever has
the means of production,
the means of production that are most needed is going to benefit the most. So it's possible that a lot of the poor countries would benefit in the sense that their labor is what is sought after. People would be employed, people would be making money. Of course, what happens from then on is not clear. What type of money they would be making, what type of benefits they would have, you know, as compared to the larger companies putting in the investment.
Well, luckily they make, you know, 25, 30 cents an hour, right? That's really, I think it's really generous of, say, the Gap or you know, any multinational corporation. That's a higher wage than they'd get, you know, they'd be gaining if they were employed by a local corporation. So it's great.
Well, I see what you're getting at there, but it's hard. I'm not an expert. I don't know, you know. It is better than they were before. It's still very bad, and especially in comparison to what the people with the money are gaining. So right, you're right in that.
I'm being horribly sarcastic. I mean, from one perspective, it certainly is, you know, higher wage than those workers would be getting. So Mexican and Argentina, they have some, for all the you know, factories that get built because of the new free trade agreement between Mexico and Argentina, you know, presumably which will come into existence. All those factories that are built, you know, folks might get, again, some like minimally higher wage than they would if they were just employed locally or something. But I mean, generally, proportionately, the wealth is. The wealth is A, taken out of the country, and then B, what remains in the country is you know, concentrated into, you know, small like elite hands, and it's happening all over. That's what economic globalization means, and it distilled, you know, down to its basic, you know, tenets, I think. But I don't know what else is going on in Latin America.
what else is going on?
It's you know, two-thirds of this entire hemisphere, so I mean, that's kind of a big question, but from your experience, you know.
Well, yeah, this is just part of the whole movement of trying to get a whole free trade of the Americas figured out. Of course, right now we're just talking about an agreement between Mexico and Argentina, but that itself is also a step closer towards Mexico having an agreement with Mercosur, which is a bigger market, which is, we're talking about Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina. In this particular case, Mexico and Argentina just decided to go out on their own bilaterally because they thought it would be a lot quicker, and then they could work out with Mercosur later. of course, Mexico is part of NAFTA, so people ask you, we must ask, be asking ourselves, what does this mean in terms of what the U.S. is going to do now? Does this mean that since people are making agreements with Mexico, they would automatically have agreements with the U.S.? Not necessarily. The U.S., of course, is always one to be that likes to be in power, so they would they would always want to be at the negotiating table in something like this. They wouldn't let some other country speak for them in terms of what they want economically. So this is it's a movement. I don't know if it means that we'll get an FTAA, if it's something for it, something against it. But that's just news in terms of globalization.
Right. Well, it's evil, but it's it also makes sense from the perspective of those who are, you know, trying to impose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking the perspective of the wealthy, the rich, and the well-connected, it makes complete sense to push through free trade agreements. And from the great majority of the world's population, it makes no sense at all because it destroys, if it hasn't already, it will continue to destroy their chances of surviving. But yeah, so for the small, like, it's kind of logical. My point is just that it's kind of, you know, it seems logical.
No, but I mean, Ugo was saying earlier that people were going to make, people, you know, might make more money, you know, based on...
Relative to what they...
that's not true, though, because within free trade, you know, obviously, look, like you just said, the U.S. is not one to have just anyone speak for them or represent them, and they're not going to have... They're not going to engage in any kind of a business deal with just local people, you know? I mean, they employ middlemen who end up, you know, taking a large percentage of the profits away from the local populace and sticking it in their pockets. And that's the way it goes. You know, like, they don't want to work, you know, most of them can't even speak the language, so why they need to get a middleman that actually can translate for them, you know, and be like, yeah, see if you can, like, get this cheaper and tell them that we can't pay them, you know, whatever. And, you know, a couple months ago, I came back from the Yucatan Peninsula, and people down there have been suffering for, you know, months and months and months and months after Hurricane Isadora came and, like, literally, you know, ravaged the entire countryside on the Yucatan. And their crops have suffered, and their streets have been flooded, and people have been made homeless, and they can't get any money out of the government. The government refuses to give them any kind of, like, financial aid or, like, funding to, like, help them recover. And right now, at the same time, while they're not giving the money, they're also opening up the, you know, the borders for free trade. So, like, we're talking about Mexico and Fox, like, he is basically not only giving them money to help themselves, but giving away their money to the U.S. You know, so people, like, one woman got up and talked at a community rally, and she was talking about how she, like, entire crops of tomatoes just were rotting in her field because she couldn't sell them. She couldn't sell them because they had been devalued. Like, the value of the tomatoes was, you know, like, it would have been like a couple of cents here in America by the U.S. dollar value, you know. And they, I mean, there's just, she can't get rid of them. She was having to sell entire crates of them for like a couple of pesos, you know. And that's ridiculous. It's not enough to feed her children. And to me, that is exemplary. That's what exemplifies free trade and what will come of free trade if we allow it to encroach other countries that especially are less advanced than us in terms of technology and economic structure, or i.e. capitalism.
I'm with you. Couldn't agree more.
Word. Okay.
Well.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Professor Andrade.
You're very welcome.
Professor.
No, came all the way from... Ciudad Juarez?
Yes, I originally from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, but I'm just visiting Sunny here. Having fun.
Excellent.
Painting murals.
Painting murals, trying to pick up women twice my age. Lots of things like that. It's a lot of San Francisco is a lot of fun.
How's that
and
been going?
And getting rejected.
Tell us a little bit about strategies and tactics for picking up women twice your age. As a young...
It helps to take a whole pitcher of sangria before you try
it. You drink it or they drink it?
No. Well, actually, if you get them to drink that, would probably help out a lot, too.
Yeah.
But no.
Get them away from their younger counterparts.
Yes, definitely.
She was cramping your style.
Well, that's something to make note of, everyone out there listening. You know, sangria helps picking up women or men.
Isolating them.
Exactly.
Getting them alone.
Yeah.
Putting that arm around the shoulders. That was pretty smooth.
Take them out to a movie. That's like, you know, you hold the whole arm thing and stuff.
You didn't even get that far.
No. It was a failure, I must admit. I'm sorry.
But in every failure, there's a lesson.
There's a ray of sunshine.
A ray of, exactly. All right, well,
IBM is taking notes.
I don't need to take any notes.
Okay.
I don't need to. Well, I mean, it's not because I have all the skills. It's just I don't have no desire to pick up any woman twice my age. I've got a woman 3 days younger than me.
Oh.
That's so cute.
Okay, cut to song.
Beautiful. I know, yeah, music. No.
Now, I have a song to honor, or not to honor this, wait, what? underscore what IBM's trying to say. It's called Robbing the Cradle. And it's by the... No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. it's called Puppy Love. Ding, ding, ding. We had a call from the global stream. And that's probably them again. They're probably going, you guys are still under level. I was going to tell you that if you want to call in, as this patron has... Hey, occupant! At Speakeasy. Anyway, if you want to call in, the number here in the studio is 415-864-1006. 415-864-1006. And this is the enclave. I would like some liquor. If you are coming to the studio and... and you have some organic liquor. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, this is many DJs here in the studio, but we're keeping it real for you tonight. Every Sunday from 8 p.m. until late. Damn, people just keep calling in. That's why I just gave it the number. All right. That was the police. Anyway, so you're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio here on San Francisco Indie Media. DJ IBM is about to hit you up with some tunes. We need some dancing. Shake your ass. We also went last night to a James Brown tribute. And
they very rudely kicked us out.
And they kicked us out.
What is this place? We should give a bad word about this.
26 Mix.
26 Mix. Oh, my God.
That place. 26 Mix. Tell me what happened to 26
okay,
Mix.
Okay, you go.
Yeah.
That's right. We're gonna protest.
Outside 26 Mix?
It was about 15 minutes to closing. They want people out as soon as possible.
It was not 15 minutes to closing. In San Francisco, as many of you know, and in many other metropolises around the U.S., 1:30 is like 2 o'clock bar time. So they stop serving alcohol like at 1, and then they kick everyone out at 1:30, and you're like, no, wait, hold up, I paid to be here till 2 a.m. So y'all need to let my ass be on the dance floor till 2 a.m., you understand me? And that's the problem. We got in for free, but still. That's not the point. The point is they didn't know that. We could have been paying patrons. And they just give their bouncers way too much liquor. So instead of being like, hey, guys, you know what? It's 1:30, and I know that we said we're going to close at 2, but we're really closing at 1:30. Could you please make your way towards the exit? It's all like, hey, you need to go. You need to go. Now. Now. Go. 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 And you're just like, you feel like you're in a boot camp or a concentration camp or both. It's not okay. And then they got like the flashlights like right in your face, and like all the lights are up, like why do you need a flashlight? And they're like, you need to go now. Stick the flashlight up in your face. 26 Mix, don't go and mix there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get sued.
All right.
26 mix. That's not the official position of Enemy Combatant Radio, just a couple of individuals involved.
That's right.
That's a disclaimer.
That's right.
I don't think Enemy Combatant Radio.
That's a disclaimer. This is not opinions right now. No purchase necessary.
We're going to throw some Muzak on, so enjoy, folks. Thanks.
This is where the real mix is, the real potty.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Haha. What you know about it? What you know about it? I said it hip hop, the hip hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubba to the boogie to bang bang, the boogie to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapper to the beat. It's just me, the group, and my squad. We gonna try to move your feet. See, the Dr. Spot, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock, rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make nobody rock. Now, so far, you heard my voice, I but I brought two friends along. And next door, the mic is my man E. Come on, EC, that's all.
Well, I'm empty dip, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, cause I'm the grandmaster with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, and you do the freak spank and you do the bump, and when the sucker MCs try to prove a point, the treacherous trio, and with a serious joint, and from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit back and write a brand new vibe, because they say that miracles never cease. I created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I said it goes like this. See, I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she heard stories and she heard favors. And the missus on the mic and the turntables. This young reporter I did adore. Stop rocking through this rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Said the casting of a legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? She said, I go by the name of Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you truly can. Just let me put my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air and panty. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looked like a sucker in the blue and red suit. I said, I need a man who got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but he can't rock a party through the early light. He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, and I'm Big Bad E, and I'm everywhere. So just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Just do it and don't stop, y'all. I take a top, y'all, and you don't stop. It goes hotel, motel. What you gonna do today? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some stick and drive off in the death. OJ, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. I say if your girl start acting up, then you take her friend. I say skip, die, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. Leave the rest of Master G so he can shock the house.
Well, I'm the M-A-S, the T-E-R, a G with the double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call it Keith Murray. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat start getting into your soul. You start snapping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body to the sure shot beat. Just damn, you start doing the freak. I mean, damn, right out of your seat. And then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the beat and shaking derriere. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cause the sure shot MC for the event. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a slim face and a pair of brown eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. To the own and the own and own, own and own. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said the own and the own and own, own and own. Like a hot butter pop, the pop, the pop. If it hit me, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop. Come alive, y'all, and give me what you got. I guess by now that you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby in the bunch. That's okay, I still keep it strong. Cause all I'm here to do is wiggle your behind. I said the own and the own and own, own and own. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said the own and the own and own, own and own. Rock, rock, y'all. I'm gonna freak your head, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna freak you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind. I shock your mind, I put the jig, jig, jig in your behind. I said a 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girl, I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all, I give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said a 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me
guess what? America, we love you. Because you rock and you roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But that squad's like butter on your breakfast toast. Now rock it out. A baby bubble. A baby bubble to the boogie, the bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, let's dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food was just no good? I said the macaroni sour, the peas all mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. I said you try to play it off like you're thinking you can't by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, Mom, he just being polite. He ain't finished. Uh-uh, that's bull. Say your heart start pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And then your friend says, man, there's plenty of food. So he piles some more on your plate. And while the sneaky food's steaming, your mind start to dreaming on the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Then you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. So you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectane. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, baby, bubble, but we're still friends. I'm with a hip, hop, the hip to the hip to hip, hip, or hop, and you don't stop, or rock it to the bang, bang, boogie, say, oh, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. You smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Why some people gotta live in a trailer? Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the South before my nigga Core bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Do or die like Best Style. See the red sky out the window of the red eye like the lead flies. G-rap shit, living the lead
die. This morning, I woke up.
Smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim blacking the vision. Shit and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical. When the living is miserable. Your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by.